Hey, what was up with you and Bill postgame? I mean, it seemed like a harmless question to ask him if he was expecting all the defensive backs to be rolled out. He didn't seem to enjoy that question.
Nah, it was kind of a crappy question. I talked to him off the podium in the locker room, and I kind of rephrased and got the answer I wanted. But, I mean, he was certainly – it was more of, you know, he's adamant that that's just what they do. Like, it's not – I think it was more aimed at sort of the talk out of the Ravens game. You know, there was a lot of popular, look at what the Chargers did to outfox the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, where, A, it wasn't out of the norm for them. B, and I think it was more significant, and I think it had an impact on this game, is that where they were injury-wise as far as the linebackers, I mean, they couldn't put linebackers on the field. That's how bad they are at the position. And so – you know, I think it was more of a knock against everyone thinking that Gus Bradley was the newest sort of brainchild of a great defensive wrinkle, where it really wasn't that.
How unimpressed were you with Desmond King today?
You know, I didn't really notice him specifically. I just noticed, I mean, you know, they played zone, and it wasn't just that they decided to play zone. A lot of it had to do with what McDaniels and Brady do formationally and putting people in motion. Like, they know if we do X, they're going to do Y. And you can't really do that. You got to throw a curveball at Tom Brady and the Patriots. And they just, you know, Desmond King was just sort of a byproduct of the scheme, which, you know, we've now seen Tom Brady rip apart from Seattle to Atlanta to Jacksonville, now to Los Angeles. And so, you know, I don't think it was much of a personnel failing as it was just a scheme failing.
Is it fair to say that guys like Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, based on their performance today, really did benefit from that extra week off?
Oh, I think so. I mean, certainly Tom knew what to expect and didn't get that curveball, and so he was comfortable. And I mean, you know, I talked to Joey Bosa after the game, and he was just frustrated with, like, even when he made good pass rushing moves, like, the ball was gone. Like, Brady didn't never had to hold on to the ball. And like, I haven't figured out what the difference is between this game and when they played each other last year, because, you know, they were all over Brady, and the Patriots offense didn't have a great game in that one. But you wouldn't know it from looking at today. I mean, it was just, you know, Brady would just drop back to pass, and it was basically just, you know, throwing catch between him and the receivers.
Is this the best you've seen Julian Edelman look post-injury?
Yeah, no question. I mean, we've seen signs of it. We've seen spurts here and there, even games recently. But I would say in the last three or four games, he started to look a lot more like his old self. I mean, which would make sense considering, you know, he's been dealing with a left foot thing most of the season. I haven't seen him dealing with that in a game in some time. And also, you know, coming back from an ACL at some point in time, you know, the bounce back and the explosion comes back. And I think we're at that point with Julian, because he was incredible today.
Greg, you're a guy who appreciates good offensive line play. So when it comes to the Patriots offensive line, was it more about certain individuals today, especially when it came to the run game, or was it what they were doing schematically?
I just think that, you know, look, I mean, you know, it's kind of arrogant of the Chargers to you know, I could see starting the game with 7-6 defensive backs and saying, like, okay, well, we think this might work. We'll be able to outquick them like Baltimore. Then again, Baltimore's offensive line is terrible. I could see them starting the game like that, but once the Patriots are just, you know, pummeling you and just manhandling up front, like, you have to make, you know, an adjustment, whether it's putting more linebackers on the field or, you know, putting people closer to the line of scrimmage, you know, putting more defensive backs in the box, something like that. They just didn't do that. And, you know, you have to give credit to, you know, both lines for the Patriots, because I think they dominated the Chargers on both sides of the line.
Greg, early thoughts on what we'll see next week in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be special. I mean, you know, if Brady keeps playing like this, and, you know, the Chiefs' defense is improved, but I don't know how much it's improved. And if you could take care of Justin Houston and Dee Ford the way you did with Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, I don't see any reason why the Patriots can't have this sort of output. Again, the flip side is, what can the Patriots defense, which is, night and day better than they were the last time Kansas City saw them. I think it's going to come down to, which defense can make plays, get off the field, cause a couple turnovers, because I think that's what it's going to come down to, because I think it's going to be another track meet.
All right, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, appreciate your time, and we'll be hearing you this week and reading you online.
Sounds good. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Greg.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.